Dan said that this was a place where we didn't have to be polite, and it was one of those places where we could be hopefully confrontational. I don't know how to try to do that. It comes naturally, so here goes. I believe the title, New York, is almost all right, proves a point. I think New York is all right. There's no other city I'd rather live in, and despite the fact that there's no architecture in this city. So I think the question of architecture and the question of city are two different things, because as far as I'm concerned, architecture doesn't necessarily help my life at all. Number two, there was a title that I think Rem gave in his talk called Space Matters, and I think that's the problem. Space doesn't matter today. The real confrontation that the city has and in a sense architecture has is with media. Media has changed the whole relationship of meaning and information that used to be provided by space to another level. We are living in a soundbite culture. All you have to do is go to Central Park and understand what media can do to hordes and hordes of people. And what media has done is caused architecture to change. It has caused architecture to become events and to become spectacles and to reinforce the spectacular. And therefore, the spectacular creates stars, and we're into the cycle that Rem talks about. What I think that media has done to the way we think and work is that it reinforces opticality. And I think that has become a big problem, because what architects are trying to do is to produce optically exciting things to compete with media. I think architecture shouldn't compete with media, and should begin to think about how it works in a mediated world. Jacques Derrida, back in 1987, said in Domus that architecture is a way of thought unto itself. It is a cultural institution different than others. And it has its own disciplinarity, and it is not a science. It is not a discipline that easily can be institutionalized as other disciplines. I think that architecture does not answer questions. Provide answers. It asks questions. It always has. And that's what great architecture is about. I think we have no theory because actually we have no need for theory as the world is going on, and that architects are we are not asked to provide theoretical answers or ideas. We are asked to provide, as it were, for production. And as long as space and presence still is thought to be the object of architecture, then, in fact, as Rem says, our mythology will continue to wane. Until we can decide what our discipline is and how it operates within a media environment that answers all the questions and that provides for all the visual stimulation we need, the things that architecture used to do, we will have to wait and think.